those who have served. This is a line he's crossed, and this is the beginning of the end.
Shotgun snap to Connor Bosler, takes that snap, play action, dumps it deep, wide open, target in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Colwood. That pass goes 18 yards, and Valley scores first in the 2014 Show Me Bowl.
Pekek asking for the set and rips it cross court. Otek digs it out, gets it back, rips it up, and wins it for St. Pius. 25-10 in the second set, and St. Pius sweeps North County. The Lancers back in the state brackets for the fifth straight season.
3, 2, 1, go! Bonk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the five, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on, lifted high in the air, left field. Left fielder going back, looking up. It's off the pole and a home run. A two-run jack by Minersagan to walk off the West County Bulldogs to the state quarterfinal. Three for Aaron Booth. Doesn't go. Rebound Mineral Area College. And now it's just a waiting game. 5 seconds left. Janika Mason holds the ball. And your Mineral Area College Cardinals are Region 16 tournament champions.
Time now for a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Welcome out to Stevens Field at the Farmington Sports Complex for some junior college softball on AM 800 KREI and MIMOinfo.com. Good afternoon. I'm Glenn Johnson. Mineral Area College and their softball team, Region 16 champions for the first time since 2011 this year. That means the season's not done yet, and they get to play some extra softball, and it's the District P Championship Series starting today. Two games today here in Farmington, and if necessary, a third tomorrow. The winner of the series goes on to the national tournament. Mineral Area represents Region 16 in this District P, and they're going up against Heartland Community College out of Illinois. Heartland did not win their region. They finished second place in their tournament.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
There are many springtime savings this week from your friends at your local Country Mart and Town and Country supermarkets. Get banquet TV dinners for 79 cents, limit of six please. USDA quality whole tube ground beef is just $1.98 per pound. And Eckrich Jumbo or Cheese Franks are buy one, get one free. Stock up on bicolor sweet corn for $3 for $1. Spend less at your local Country Mart and Town and Country supermarkets in Ironton, Potosi, and Arcadia.
Choosing new flooring can be overwhelming. Hi, I'm Don with Carpet One Floor and Home in Farmington, and we're ready to help you. We mean really ready to help you, whether you're building your dream home or refreshing and updating. Why should you select us? Well, first of all, and this is important to you, we're all local. Our store is locally owned. We're not a company store, not even a franchise. We're a co-op of many independent stores. If you've seen a Carpet One store in Dallas, Chicago, or Osage Beach, Missouri, it's just like us. There are over 1,000 of us, and that's the second thing that's important to you. We have enormous buying power. We pay less for the top brands of flooring, and so do you. We're neighbors. We're accountable to you. We provide you quality, and we save you money. That's our story. Learn more at Carpet One Floor and Home between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear in Maple Valley Plaza in Farmington.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Back here at the Farmington
Complex for the KREI pregame show. Mineral Area College softball coach Dave Gimmer joins us now. Coach Gimmer, this has been a really good season for Mineral Area softball, first time Region 16 champs since 2011. But my question to you is, have you exceeded expectations at this point, or is there still work to be done as you get set for the District P series here?
I don't think we've exceeded expectations. I think this is what our expectations were. Of course, always to win the regional, and you know, we've been number one seed a few times and we haven't won it. So, you know, getting here is the expectation. Winning this would be exceeding expectations.
And it's a tall task. You know, this is a team that's been ranked nationally. They're close to being ranked. They're receiving votes this year as well. And they're coming out of a tough Region 24 tournament that they had to battle back in after losing early. And they showed that they can battle. This is a tough team you're going to play today.
Yeah, the region that they're in is they got four teams, I think, in the top 25. Two in the top 20 and two more receiving votes. So it's Parkland is a good team that they beat to get the runner-up. And we played Lincoln Land, and we had a pretty good game against Lincoln Land the first game. So, you know, Lincoln Land did beat us. But, you know, it's a good team, and they looks like they hit the ball pretty well. Their pitchers are not dominant. You know, their stats are very comparable to ours pitching-wise. So, and their hitting stats are really pretty comparable to ours, except for the amount of home runs that they've hit.
Yeah, no doubt. We talked about that the other day. They do hit a lot of home runs. That means you cannot issue a lot of walks, and you cannot make a lot of errors because you don't want people to be on base when they hit those home runs, if they do.
That's right. So, you know, that's been the message to our pitchers all week. You can't have people on base and with them hitting home runs. So, you know, hopefully Shayla and Anna will keep the ball down today and give us a chance.
Shayla's been pretty good about not issuing too many free passes this year, hasn't she?
She's been real good about no walks. Now, hit batsman, on the other hand, she's hit quite a few. And, you know, we've been preaching most of the year, we've got to be able to pitch inside. And many times she hits them with a changeup, which sometimes we're not real happy about that. If you're going to pitch inside, throw something hard. Don't throw a changeup inside and hit him. But, you know, so without the hit-by-pitches, she hasn't given up too many free bases.
Needless to say, though, you're probably going to have to score some runs in this series if you want to advance.
Well, I've told the girls ever before regions, I said, the teams that don't hit are done. I said, it doesn't matter if I was coaching high school softball, high school baseball, coaching here at Mineral Area. You know what? When you don't hit, you're done. And, you know, we got by in the region tournament. We didn't hit as well as we should have, but, you know, our pitcher stepped up. So hopefully we'll come back this weekend and hit the ball.
What's the vibe around the team today and this week leading into it? Are they more nervous? Are they more excited? A little bit of both?
I don't know. It's hard to read this group. They're, you know, they're just, sometimes it seems like they're just here. And, you know, it's so, sometimes that's good, sometimes that's not so good. But no, I think they're ready to play, and I think they're just so, they're so excited at winning regionals that, you know, this is icing on the cake for us.
Could mean they're locked in, I guess.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Coach, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you after the game. Good luck.
All righty, thanks.
Dave Gimmer here on the KREI pregame show. More coming up after this.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Our KREI pregame show continues. We're here now with Heartland head softball coach Steve Leverton. Coach, obviously it's been a great season for you guys. You are the runner-up from Region 24, but that's a stacked region. Tell me a little bit about your team.
Well, we're definitely sophomore-driven. Out of the 10 players that will start, including the DP, 8 will be sophomores. We only have 8 healthy sophomores, so all of them are out in the lineup. They've been a big part of what we've done for the last 2 years, and we would not be here without them. We do have a couple freshmen that'll see time. Marcy Serrano, our right fielder, is a big bat in the lineup, as well as Megan Spain will be our center fielder, who is a solid defender.
Looks like you're a team that'll battle as well. Just looking at your region tournament, you lose, I believe, your first game, then you battled back to take second place. It kind of, you know, didn't go well in the championship against a great team, but you battled all the way throughout and came out of there with a second place finish.
Yeah, we actually got the first one, but then lost the second and had several back to, you know, back to back over 2 days, and just kind of ran out of gas against ICC, who's been the Nationals probably 4 or 5 years in a row. So we were, after we're in the losers bracket that early, the first goal was to extend the season, and you know, and we did that, and so we're, you know, we're happy to be here.
Looks like you're a team that has a lot of power as well. I noticed a lot of home run production.
That we do, and it's a credit to the kids and their work ethic. They spend as much time in the weight room as they do on the field. Most of them, their home run, other than Cassie Kuzin, who hit 14 last year and she's hit 12, their totals have went up. Riley Phipps hit 8 last year, has 20. Katie Woldridge had 0, I think has 6. Jessica Brooks had 0, has 5. They're dedicated, you know, in the classroom, on the field, and in the weight room. I could not ask anymore.
How has playing in Region 24 kind of prepared you for games like this? Because I know when you go up against Illinois Central and other teams in that region, you got to bring it.
Yep. That's basically, that's our conference, other than Illinois Central isn't in our conference, but we play them 4 times a year as well. We kind of pride ourselves, since I've taken over, as playing a tough schedule. Probably, I'm guessing, over half our games are against teams that have been ranked at some time in the top 20. So we like to play a tough schedule. That way we're ready when the games really count in the postseason. I learned that my first or second year at Heartland. We were ranked number 2 in the country, and we were kind of rolling over everybody and stubbed our toe in the region, and we didn't get to play anymore. So I remember telling the girls in the parting huddle that I know every game is important, but I've learned at this level, the 5 we play in May are the most important games of the year. So that's what we wanted to stay focused and pointed, that we're, you know, reaching, playing our best ball at the right time.
3rd year as the head coach at Heartland, 5th year on the coaching staff. How does this team compare to some of the other ones?
Obviously, offensively, they're as good as we've ever had. Defensively, they're solid as well. Our pitching staff, we're led by Jessica Weaver, a sophomore. She does a great job for us. She's kind of a grinder, where we've had the kid that throws hard, that's, you know, really, really tough to hit. You know, Jess throws hard enough, but she's a pitcher. She'll work the batter and make them hit her pitch when she's ahead in the count.
Last question for you, coaches. What do you know about Mineral-Arie College, your opponent today?
Well, we played them 3 years ago, and I know Coach has done a great job improving every year. Just looking at their stats online, like everybody does, I can see they've improved a lot. And I know 3 years ago when we played them, we were, you know, one of the top 10 teams in the country, and his goal was, you know, just to slowly get them better, and he certainly has. And you know, we're looking forward. We know it's going to be a challenge for sure.
Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, Steve Leverton here on KREI. We've got first pitch coming right up.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
It's a battle of the birds today on AM 800KREI, the Mac Lady Cardinals and the Heartland Lady Hawks. Heartland coming in at 34-19. Mineral-Arie coming in at 33-21 on a 3-game winning streak. Heartland, kind of a rare situation for them. They're playing in the postseason despite not coming in on a winning streak. They actually lost their last game 20-3 to Illinois Central in the Region 24 championship. But again, Region 24 getting to send 2 teams further into the playoffs. Illinois Central already at Nationals. Heartland has a chance to book their ticket to Nationals if they can beat Mineral-Arie 2 out of 3 here this weekend. 2 games today, 1 game if necessary tomorrow. Let's give you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the visiting Heartland Hawks. It is Cassie Kuzin leading things off and playing shortstop. Katie Woldridge bats second as the second baseman. Riley Phipps bats third and plays third base. Casey Jefferson cleaning it up at first base. Jessica Brooks bats fifth and is the catcher. Kelsey Cook batting sixth.
the left fielder. Designated player is Chrissy Gadberry batting in the seventh spot. Marcy Serrano bats eighth and plays right field. Megan Spain batting ninth in center field. Jessica Weaver is the starting pitcher, and she is a left-hander who is 18-5 on the season. Now for the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals. It is Michaela Martin starting it at left field and leading it off, and then Samantha Ratledge bats second and plays second base. Emily Robinson out of North County bats third and plays shortstop. Mallory Pappert is batting cleanup as the designated player. Olivia Siebert out of Farmington is the catcher batting fifth. Alex Adams bats sixth and plays first base. Bailey Marks from West County High School batting seventh and playing center field. Taylor Nenninger is batting eighth and right field. And Courtney Ralston from Poplar Bluff is batting in the ninth spot and playing third base. Shayla Jansen gets the start as the pitcher in game number one. She is making her 30th start of the season, 37th game in which she is pitched in. She's 21-9 on the year with a 2.97 ERA. Mineral Area wearing the white uniforms with the red trim. The trim goes from their side all the way up underneath their arm, then over the top of their shoulders on either side. And it spells out, I believe, Cardinals on the front of those jerseys, either that or Mineral Area. I believe it says Mineral Area on the front of the jerseys. And then they've got the black pants on, a lot of them with the high red socks with the black stripes. For Heartland, their colors are blue and white, navy blue tops with some white trim. In the same fashion, Mineral Area has the trim. Heartland has the same type of trim, except it's white and gray. Gray numbers and letters, white outline around the numbers and letters, white pants and navy blue socks with the navy blue caps. Mineral Area's caps are black. Mineral Area College versus Heartland College here on AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge in the District P Championship Series. Mineral Area, Region 16 champs for the first time since 2011. That 2011 season, they went on to Nationals. They're trying to get back there for the first time since then this year. Beautiful day for softball. The weather was pretty nasty all week long, but it cleared up in time for this District P Championship Series out of respect for these two softball teams. They're going to get the national anthem, then we're going to get started. So we'll take a two-minute break, then we'll come back with First Pitch, brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington, right after this on AM 800 KREI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret more, man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's Equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, more mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's Equipment, online, 24-7, fleeks.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Just about to get game one started here in Farmington at the Farmington Sports Complex. Glad you're along with us for the District P Championship Series in Junior College Softball. This is a Junior College Division II softball here on AM 800 KREI. First pitch is brought to you by Crown Collision Center, Highway 67 north of Farmington, where customers bring their friends, and it's about to come our way. Now, Mineral Area is the visiting team here in game number one. So Heartland, although they are on the road, they will be the home team for game number one. So we'll get you their starting pitcher and the defense behind Jessica Weaver. Weaver, 18-5 this year. She's got Phipps over at third, Kuzin at short, Wooldridge at second, Jefferson at first, Brooks behind the plate as the catcher, Cook in left, Spain in center field, Serrano in right field. Michaela Martin to lead things off for Mineral Area College. Michaela with a .359 batting average, and she has led the team in walks all season long with 18 as she hits at the top of the order. 23 runs batted in, 4 home runs. That's 4 off the team lead behind Emily Robinson, and 9 doubles this year. It'll be Martin, Rattledge, Robinson this inning. Papert, if anybody can reach. And here comes the first pitch brought to you by Crown Collision Center, Highway 67 north of Farmington, where customers bring their friends. And it's ball number one outside from the lefty to the righty. Martin, the left fielder for Mineral Area College. It's a 1-0 count. Here comes the next to the plate. And that one zips in there for a called strike, 1-1. We're underway about 5 minutes late this afternoon. Stevens Field here in Farmington, part of 4 fields here at the Farmington Sports Complex, measures 200 feet all the way around. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a line drive right to the second baseman. Leaping catch made by Wooldridge. That's out number one of the top of the first inning. So Martin has been retired, and it brings in Rattledge. Nice defensive play by Wooldridge. That got on her in a hurry right between first and second base. She timed her leap and made the catch right in the webbing of a glove. So as Rattledge stands in for Mineral Area, she's batting .352 on the season and leads the team in stolen bases, but Mineral Area is not a big steal type of team. She only has 6 steals. Her and Courtney Ralston lead the team in that category. First pitch is a called strike. She's also struck out 21 times, walked 13 times, 15 RBIs, 1 home run, 4 triples, 4 doubles. She's got an 0-1 count on her as she squares the bunt and takes the pitch low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Corner infielders are going to scoot in here to guard against the potential bunt from Samantha Rattledge as we're underway in the bottom of the first. No score, 1 ball, 1 strike between Mineral Area and Heartland. Heartland's a team that gets to Nationals with regularity. Here's a bunt attempt down the first base line, fielded and thrown to first base from the first baseman to the second baseman covering, and the out goes 3-4 on the bunt, and retired is Rattledge. 2 up, 2 down. It brings up Robinson, the slugger out of it in North County. Robinson leading the team in home runs. She has 8 on the season. She plays shortstop for Mineral Area College. Also leads the team in just about every offensive category. Let's go down the list. Slugging percentage, .681. On base, .480. Batting average, .431. Leads the team in RBIs with 52. Home runs with 8. Triples with 2. And doubles with 12. But the first pitch finds the strike zone from Jessica Weaver. And the count is 0-1. Weaver's been solid this year. 18-5. 3.31 ERA. 137 and 2/3 of an inning of work. This is her 28th start of the season. It's a team that relies more on their powerful offense, but their pitching is just good enough to get the job done. This pitch is upstairs and away, 1 ball and 1 strike. Jessica Weaver has given up 82 runs on the year, 65 of those earned, 61 strikeouts, 36 walks. 1 ball, 1 strike on Emily Robinson. Mineral Area trying to get out to a good start here in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch to Emily. This one's over but low, 2-1. Fastball there that misses. Just downstairs, Dave Gimmer coaching third base for Mineral Area. He's the head coach. He's been with the team since its inception. First few years, Mineral Area is winning Region 16 championships with regularity. 2012, they started their drought and finally got back on top this year. Ball 3 misses low and outside to the dangerous Emily Robinson. If one player on this roster has the green light on 3-1, my guess is it's her. She's got her right ankle taped up with the pink tape. That's her back ankle as she bats from the right side. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 down. Here's the pitch, and that one's grooved in there for a called strike, 3-2. Robinson, a dream team athlete for North County High School in her playing days for the Raiders and Coach Steve Elam. She stayed close to home, and we're glad she did. She crowds the plate now as she steps back in at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Infield, outfield, straight away. Here comes the payoff to Robinson. Took something off, swinging a ground ball. Weakly hit to the second baseman. Wooldridge plays it and throws it over to first. And getting through the inning in 12 pitches, Jessica Weaver. Mineral Area goes quietly in the top half of the first frame. We'll come back in 1 minute with your bottom half. Heartland bats for the first time on AM 800 KREI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, one of the best players on this Heartland roster leads things off to start in the bottom of the first. Cassie Kuzin leads them in batting average with a .398. She also leads the team in steals with 10. But it's a team that has hit 87 home runs on the season. And Cassie has hit 12 of them, and that's good for second on the team behind Riley Phipps, who has blasted 20. First pitch to her from Shayla Jansen in there for a strike, but Shayla Jansen has been very good for Mineral Area this year. 21-9, making her 30th start of the season. Here comes the next, and that's in there for a called strike. So 30 decisions, 30 starts for Shayla Jansen this year. She's appeared in 37 games now, including this one. 2.97 ERA, and twice as many strikeouts as walks. 88 strikeouts, 44 walks. She's ahead in the count 0-2 to Kuzin. Here's the next swing, and a tapper to the second baseman. That is playable and fielded by Ratledge, and she throws Kuzin out. Three pitches, and the first is retired. The defense behind Jansen, well, just told you about Ratledge there at second. Alex Adams plays first. Emily Robinson, the shortstop. Courtney Ralston moved over to third base this year, and she's done a good job. Siebert is behind the plate as the catcher. Martin in left, Marks in center. Nininger is in right field. One away in the bottom of the first. Here's Wooldridge, the second baseman. This one off speed and just missed low and inside. 1-0, the Mineral Area crowd right behind home plate. Not appreciative of that call. Had a lot of good movement on that. Almost looked like a knuckleball there from Shayla. She rubs the softball up with the right hand and rocks and fires from the circle. And this one just misses the top of the strike zone. And it is 2-0 on Wooldridge, the second baseman. .377 hitter is Wooldridge with 14 doubles, 3 triples this year. Also 6 home runs. She's a righty. Slightly closed batting stance from the right side. The 2-0 from Jansen took something off and she swings and misses. 2-1 the count. Had a good time talking with Coach Steve Leverton before the game, getting to know his team a little bit. He was telling me that he's been on the staff for 5 years. He's been the head coach for 3 years, the previous three. And this is a team with a lot of tradition and history. Another pitch she was out in front of. She fouls off Wooldridge, even to the count 2-2. Back in 2009, this Heartland team won the Division II National Championship. And then in 2008, took third place at Nationals. So they get to Nationals pretty regularly. Mineral Area, again, hasn't been there since 2011. Swinging a pop-up on another changeup and coming in the shortstop. She can't make the play. Nobody called for it. Shortstop Robinson had to dive right at the pitcher's circle. That was one of those rare situations where probably the pitcher should have fielded it, but she got out of the way like she's been taught to do. But the infielders didn't break on the ball, and it falls in there for an infield single, and that is a tough way to let one get by you there if you're Mineral Area College. A popfly single from Wooldridge. She's on over at first base, and now it's Riley Phipps, the most dangerous hitter maybe on the team. Best hitter could be their leadoff, but most dangerous, Riley Phipps with a .375 batting average. She leads the team in walks with 40, RBIs with 51, home runs with 20, and 14 doubles plus one triple. Leads the team in on base at .508 and slugging percentage .875. With a team that's hit 87 home runs and she has 20 of them, look out for this girl, especially with a runner on. And that was exactly what Dave Gimmer was talking about, is they're going to probably hit their home runs. Let's not give free passes to batters in front of these big home run hitters and turn these solo shots into 2 or 3 run bombs. So you got to be real careful here. Although it doesn't go down and isn't an error, it was a mistake allowing Wooldridge to reach over there at first. Here comes the pitch, low and inside, and it actually bounces to the catcher, Siebert, in the count 1-0. Wooldridge over there at first base, kind of bouncing around. She is 1-for-2 in steal attempts on the season. It is Alex Adams playing first base. Here's the next. Good pitch there, but it just missed again, and Shayla Jansen
Now getting calls early in this one. Two balls and no strikes. Double play combo up the middle. Robinson and Ratledge. Robinson the shortstop. Ratledge at second base. 2-0 with one down and one on in the bottom of the first. Hartland trying to strike first. Here's a swing and a foul back to the screen. Previous two batters, the changeup was working nicely from Shayla Jansen. Actually should have gotten Wooldridge out on the changeup. Got a weak pop-up, but it dropped in. 2-1 now the count with one away. Mineral Area looking for its 34th win of the season. This pitch is downstairs. Nice block by Siebert. The count is 3-1. In danger of putting two aboard for Jefferson, the cleanup hitter and first baseman who's on deck. Mineral Area infielders doing their best to encourage Shayla Jansen right here. Shayla has the one she wants, rocks and fires it to the plate, swinging a tapper to the third baseman. Tough play for Courtney Ralston. Up with it, throws to first, and the out is made. And actually, they're going to call everybody back and say the ball was actually tapped foul off the plate. So no out. Instead, it's a foul ball, and the count will be 3-2. Ball must have bounced off the plate before Ralston could get down there and field it, and another break that goes Hartland's way. So Riley Phipps is called back with a 3-2 count. Wooldridge moves back base, and now the payoff from Shayla Jansen. To the plate, called strike three. That froze her, and there's the second out at the bottom of the first, and that's a big one. That'll bring up Jefferson. Well, the deadliest hitter there just got frozen by Shayla Jansen on a pitch that broke back over the plate. Shayla strikes out her first batter of the day, and overall it's her 89th strikeout of the season. But can't give in because Casey Jefferson almost as effective. She stands in from the right side and takes a called strike, and the count is 0-1. Jefferson playing first base, hitting in the cleanup spot. She's batting 349 this season. Open stance from the right side. And this pitch sails upstairs and outside, and the count 1-1. She's walked 10 times, struck out 10 times, 13 doubles, second on the team. 8 home runs, a triple, and 48 driven in. She's got a 1-1 count as Shayla Jansen delivers it. Swing and a hard hit ground ball. Ralston's up with it over at third base. Throws across the diamond, and although they get one base hit in the inning, Heartland leaves their first base runner stranded. We are nothing-nothing through one inning of play in Farmington. District P Championship Series game number one from Stevens Field. We're back in a minute on AM 800 KREI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's Equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, more mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's Equipment, online, 24-7, fleeks.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
We'll play two in Farmington today. Both games will be broadcast right here on KREI. No score through one between Mineral Area and Heartland in the District P Championship Series. Both of these teams already finished their region tournament, with Mineral Area coming away champions of Region 16. Second place finish for Heartland in Region 24, losing to Illinois Central 20-3 in the championship game. Coach Everton telling us that they're pretty well out of gas by the time they climb their way out of the loser's bracket all the way back to the championship. Plus, Illinois Central is one of the best teams in the nation. So that score maybe not too indicative of how this team has played this year, as Weaver pumps in a called strike to Mallory Papert, an Afton High School product. She is the designated player today, and down in the count 0-1, another right-hander facing the left-hander Weaver. Here's the next, swung on and fouled off to the right side to the screen, 0-2. Papert, Siebert, Adams, 4-5-6 for Mineral Area College in the top of the second inning. New softball comes in to Weaver, who's got the blue bow on the ponytail hanging down the back over the blue jersey. She steadies herself on the rubber in the middle of the circle and brings home the 0-2 check swing, but the ball is outside. One ball and two strikes. Mineral Area College baseball team was unable to win a Region 16 championship again this year. They fell short, got upset by the 5 seed in the Region 16 tournament sub-regional round last weekend. Here's a foul back to the screen. We stay at 1-2. St. Louis was the 5, Mineral Area was the 4 in that tournament. St. Louis won both of the sub-regional games and advanced, and well, to make Mineral Area maybe feel a little bit better, St. Louis has now beaten the 1-seed Jeffco, and they've got a chance to play in the championship in back-to-back years on the baseball side. Here's a swing and a line drive past the pitcher, picked up by the second baseman, though, on a hop, and she'll throw to the first baseman, Wooldridge to Jefferson for the 4-3 putout. Weaver was able to knock that one down and make that one playable for Wooldridge. One away in the top half of the second inning, and now it is Olivia Siebert, the Mineral Area catcher. Olivia hitting .348 with 4 home runs. 1 triple, 8 doubles. She played her high school softball on this field. Here's swinging a little pop-up, little jam shot. Can she get it over the second baseman's head? No, she cannot. Wooldridge ranging out in the shallow center field, makes a running catch and takes a soft base hit away from Siebert. 2 up and 2 down here in the second. And so far, 5 up, 5 down. Facing Jessica Weaver. Sixth spot hitter, this is Alex Adams. She spells her name with an I, A-L-I-X, Adams. And she is out of Mountain Home, Arkansas. She went to Mountain Home High School. She bats from the left side, lefty-lefty matchup here. This pitch brushes her back off the plate, and it is 1-0. So far, Weaver's thrown 19 pitches, only 7 here this inning. Adams ahead in the count with marks on deck. The 1-0 pitch to the plate. Swinging a ground ball, sharply hit to the shortstop, and then kicked by the shortstop over to the second baseman, who flips to first, and they cannot get the out. That would have been a 6-4-3 putout had that been a hair earlier. Instead, it's an E6, as Kuzin should have been able to make that play. It's our first error of the game, and Mineral Area has its first base runner. Adams on over at first with 2 down. Bailey Marks, the center fielder. Made it all the way to the state championship game last year with the West County Lady Bulldogs, and now West County making another run this year. They are back to the Final Four. Here's a swing and a pop-up to the first baseman, and that one will be caught. Jefferson makes the play, so Weaver still gets through the inning on 9 pitches. Mineral Area strands its first base runner, couldn't take advantage of the error. Nothing, nothing as we go to the bottom of the second. Heartland due up to bat in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Our broadcast today from Farmington is brought to you by Williams and Seacrest, attorneys at law in Park Hills, along with Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and New Era Bank, as Heartland digs in on the bottom of the second of a no-score ball game. Nothing, nothing. No runs on no hits, no errors for Mineral Area. No runs on 1 hit, 1 error for Heartland, and 1 batter left on either side. Jansen brings home the first pitch to Jessica Brooks. That catches the inner half, called a strike, 0-1. Brooks, Cook, and Gadberry, 5, 6, and 7 for Heartland in the bottom of the second. Here's the next, and it skips downstairs, and another good block by Siebert. And the count's 1-1. Brooks wears number 17, bats from the right side, .392 hitter, 46 RBIs, 5 home runs, a triple, 10 doubles, all good offensive numbers, but none of those lead the team. This has been an offensive powerhouse this year. Out of Illinois, here's a swing and a tapper foul down the first baseline. 1-2. Thought it was interesting. Dave Gimmer told me before this game started he couldn't really gauge the mindset of his team, whether they were nervous, whether they were excited, or whether they were just focused. Certainly didn't seem excited, but that could either mean nervous or more focused. To me, early on, it looks like they're locked in and ready to play. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's upstairs and outside. Tried to get her to chase. She would not do it. And the count is 2-2. Evened up on Brooks, the catcher. Infield is back at normal depth here. Outfield maybe slightly playing the right-hander to pull with Bailey Marks playing on the left side. Second base. Oh, great pitch here. Off speed, just froze the right-handed batter. Called strike three for the first out of the bottom of the second. That was absolutely nasty. Wicked break on that. Backwards K and the punch out. Kelsey Cook, the left fielder, will dig in. She's got the white bow in the hair. She digs in from the right side. Open batting stance and crowds the plate. Shayla Jansen rocks and fires it. Another beauty off-speed pitch that misses downstairs. I mean, this thing just hangs in the air and then falls off the table, tantalizing these right-handers. But a good eye laying off of that one. It was close, but Kelsey Cook takes it for ball number one. The 1-0 to the Hawk left fielder. She swings and grounds it to the shortstop. Robinson charges on it, throws to first on the run. She makes the play, 6-3 put out. So far, so good for Mineral Area pitching and defense-wise. Very early in the game, mind you. Here's Gadberry, the designated player for Heartland, and she wears number 6 and also bats from the right side. Right-handed dominant lineup here for Heartland. She steps in the front of the batter's box, almost standing in front of the plate, and she closes her batting stance. Jansen brings home another one. This one's upstairs for a ball, and it's 1-0. Gadberry at the plate right now. Gadberry hitting under 300 at 293. First batter we've seen in the lineup with an under 300 batting average so far, but she does have 10 home runs. She can yank it out of the park with the best of them. Takes a call strike at the top of the zone there, and the count's 1-1. Gadberry hitting in the seventh spot. Two away in the bottom of the second. Shayla Jansen has faced one over the minimum so far through 1 2/3. The 1-1 pitch. Out in front again, swinging a miss. She's got that off-speed pitch working today. One ball, two strikes, one strike away from sending us to the third inning. Shayla Jansen has the softball back, stepping in, tapping the bat head on the plate. Chrissy Gadberry, the 1-2, on its way from Shayla to the plate. Swinging a miss. She chased it low and outside, and another strikeout for Jansen, her third of the game. 1-2-3 go the Hawks in the bottom of the second inning, and it takes Jansen just 11 pitches to retire the side. Two innings are done from Stevens Field in Farmington to the Farmington Sports Complex. 0-0 our score. To the third inning we go in 1 minute on AM 800.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret, hence, Secret More Man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva, this is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's Equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, more mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's Equipment, online 24-7, fleeks.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Now, the longer this game stays close, the more confidence Mineral Area likely to get here. It's a 0-0 score, top of the third inning, 8-9-1 due up for the Lady Cardinals. Ninninger, Ralston, and Martin are due up, and Ninninger out of Oran High School swings and pops up the first pitch she sees. It's off to the left side and off the visitor's dugout, and the count is 0-1. Hair out in front, got underneath, but Ninninger is still alive. Wears number 32 on the back to Ninninger, and also bats right-handed. Sophomore, 337, batting average. 13 driven in this year, three doubles, 30 total base hits, but a singles hitter. This pitch is outside. Evened it up again, one ball and one strike. Game number two is scheduled for 6 o'clock today. Game number three, if they split, would be at noon tomorrow. But if there's a sweep today, series is over, then it's on to Nationals, which are in Clinton, Mississippi. And scheduled for the 18th through the 21st. And several teams have already punched their ticket to Nationals. We'll go down a list of those later. I believe there's just three or four spots left up for grabs. And this is one of them, the District P champion. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And that is in there for a called strike on a late call by the home plate umpire, 2-2. Ninninger got to be ready to go. Jessica Weaver stands in the circle, trying to improve her record to 19-5 on the season.
She brings it home, swing and a hard hit. Ground ball to the second baseman, up with it, and the throw to first gets her by a couple of steps. Wilders has been busy over there at second, but she's fielded her position. One away in the third brings up Courtney Ralston, returning sophomore from Mineral Area. Again, moved over to third base this year. Good hitter at the bottom of the order, kind of your second leadoff. And she is the brother of Jay and Riley Ralston. Jay, an All-American basketball player for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, one of the best basketball players that I've seen come through here in my 6 years at the radio station. Called strike, makes it 0-1 on Courtney. So needless to say that it's an athletic family. Riley also played at Mineral Area College before Jay did, actually. Here comes the 0-1. Swings and taps this one to the shortstop. Charging is Kuzin. She gets up with it and throws to first for the 6-3 put out. Both sides going pretty quickly so far in this one. We're back to the top of the order, and Jessica Weaver's only thrown 28 pitches the first time through, 7 pitches this inning. Michaela Martin is 0-for-1 today, the left fielder for Mineral Area. Lined out to the second baseman, probably the hardest hit ball of the day on Mineral Area's side, was off the bat of Michaela Martin, but a nice leaping catch took the ball, took the base hit away from her. Pitch outside here puts it at 1-0. Michaela hitting .359 and leads the team with 18 walks. Even batting stance from the right side for Michaela. One batting glove on, that's the lead hand, one batting glove off. She fouls this one off of her foot. One ball and one strike. Michaela Martin hails from Sullivan, Missouri, in her sophomore year in junior college softball. 1-1, the count on her with Ratledge on deck. Two away here in the top of the third inning. Mineral Area, the visiting team on their home field, Stevens Field, the home of the Lady Cardinals and the Knightettes of Farmington. Pitch outside, 2-1 the count. I was wondering how this field would look after a week long of rain, but it stopped yesterday morning. Sun came out, dried out the field, then it continued to dry today and actually looks fantastic. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside it goes. 3-1. Mineral Area looking for its second base runner of the day. They stranded a base runner back in that first. But no hits yet for Mineral Area. Their only base runner reached on an error. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Foul territory. Right side. First base and over. Gives it a look but doesn't make the play. It's out of play. Over the fence. Puts the count full at 3-2. And we'll get a payoff from Jessica Weaver. Weaver, 2 2/3 innings of work. She's been great. Just the one base runner allowed, and it wasn't her fault. She gets herself the new softball. Toes the rubber in the center of the circle. She rocks and fires it, brings it home, swing and a miss on a strikeout. Out in front was Martin, and 1-2-3 go the Cardinals again, this time on 13 pitches. Nothing-nothing to the bottom of the third in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Well, the first pitch of the bottom of the third inning is taken right back through the box and a hard hit ground ball single from Marcy Serrano. She sees one pitch and gets on base. She's aboard to lead off the bottom of the third. First time either team has gotten their leadoff batter aboard today. So eight-hole hitter Serrano is aboard over at first. And now Spain hitting in the nine spot.
We'll bet. She's the center fielder, and she squares to bunt as Hartland tries to manufacture one here early on. Foul ball off to the right side of the bunt attempt as Megan Spain is down in the count, 0-1. Spain hitting 228. She does have 10 RBIs, one home run, and a couple of doubles. She bats right-handed. She's got an open stance on the right side as she stands tall in the right-handed batter's box. Shayla Jansen brings it home. Bunt attempt, this time out to the pitcher. The play is at first, and the play is made. They'll throw back in behind the runner at second base, but back safely there, and the sacrifice is good. It goes 1-3 on the sacrifice bunt. In the scoring position is Serrano, and we're back to the top of the order. First time either team has had a runner in scoring position today, and it's Serrano at second base. Now Kuzin, who's 0-for-1 today, she's the shortstop, gets her second look at Shayla Jansen. Jansen rocks and fires it to the plate, and this one's downstairs and inside for ball number one. 1-0 on Kuzin. Kuzin out of Springfield, Illinois. Sophomore standing at 5'4". She's the shortstop, but she can also play some outfield. It's a 1-0 count. Kuzin, 398 batter, best on the team. This pitch on the inner half for a called strike. That one barely brushed the inner black to even it up at 1-1. Two hits today for Hartland. One a pop-up single. The other one, that hard hit ground ball from Serrano. The 1-1 pitch. And that's that beauty breaking ball again that just misses. And a good job laying off by Cassie Kuzin. Two balls and one strike. And that's the adjustment it looks like that Hartland will have to make, is laying off that pitch and make sure you don't get into a situation that can freeze you on a called strike three. Here's the 2-1. And that one is a fastball that catches the top of the zone. Looked to be even further up high than the last pitch, but called a strike, 2-2. Wooldridge on deck. Shayla Jansen trying to pitch around a leadoff base hit here in the bottom of the third inning. The 2-2 pitch, here it comes, and it's downstairs, blocked by Siebert, but not well enough. It scoots away from her, and the runner advances down to third base. She blocked it, but then it trickled away, and now Serrano stands at third, waiting to score the go-ahead run. Kuzin with a 3-2 count on her. Shayla Jansen would love the strikeout right about now. Shayla's already struck out three. She's issued no walks and hasn't hit anybody yet. The 3-2 pitch, swinging a foul ball off to the right side toward the home dugout. We'll do it again on 3-2. It's Hartland who's poised to score the first run of this ball game in the third inning. Serrano led off with a base hit, got to second base with the sacrifice, moved to third on the wild pitch. And the 3-2 offering to the plate. This one's downstairs and inside, and it scoots away from the catcher again. The run scores from third base. Hartland's on the board, 1-0. First walk of the day, plus another wild pitch scores Serrano. Serrano moved to third and then home on two wild pitches. 1-0, Hartland College on top. Hartland takes the first lead, and the batter is the two-hole hitter, Wooldridge. Wooldridge is 1-for-1. She had that pop-up single that fell in between everybody along the infield. Shayla Jansen delivers this one to the plate. Swing, a line drive. That's past the pitcher and into center field. Everybody moves up a peg. Kuzin up to second. Wooldridge up to first base. One time through the lineup, and it now seems like Hartland is locked in at the plate. Two aboard for Riley Phipps, the slugger. 20 home runs on the year and a batting average at .375 and an on-base at .508. And she's got a chance to do some damage right about now. Kuzin, who runs well at second base with 10 steals on the year. And Wooldridge, no slouch, standing behind her over at first, and just one down in the inning. The umpires and Dave Gimmer have gotten together to discuss something, and Steve Leverton's going to come in and join the conversation as well. This inning started with a single by Serrano. Spain with that sacrifice. Serrano advancing to third and then home on wild pitches. Kuzin takes the walk before Wooldridge singles into center field. And now Wooldridge is being called back toward the dugout here. And they called her out. They said a runner has left early now. And there's two down in the inning. Eldridge with that single. So she is actually called back to bat. And the score still 1-0, I believe. So Woldridge is the batter. She's been called back from first base to home plate. And Kuzin is the one who has been called out. So nobody on for Woldridge here, and a 1-0 count on her. Still, though, the run has scored this inning for Heartland, and it is 1-0, but Mentalary gets a break with Kuzin apparently leaving early on a stolen base attempt. So she was called out, and Woldridge no longer credited with that single. The count starts over as she gets called back from first, and she is now behind, ahead in the count, 3-0. Three balls and no strikes on Katie Woldridge. Here's the pitch from Jansen, swinging a pop-up, but that'll get out of play off to the right side. So confusing there for a moment. The call was that Kuzin left early on her stolen base attempt, and Woldridge singled back up the middle, so they called Kuzin out, and then Woldridge did not get that single, so she had to come back to the plate, and now she's ahead in the count, 3-1. Here's the next, a swing and a soft line drive right to the shortstop, Robinson. She makes the catch, and that is the third out. So Mentalary gets a couple of breaks that inning. That they do yield one run as Heartland picks up one hit and strands nobody. 1-0, Hawks on top of the Cardinals. We move to the fourth inning in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
A wacky bottom of the third inning just ends up being one run in for Heartland. So the Hawks on top of the Cardinals 1-0 as we move to the fourth. One run on two hits, one error for Heartland. No runs, no hits, no errors for Mineral Area College. And the Lady Cardinals want to get the bats going with 2, 3, and 4 in the order due up in the top of the fourth. Ratledge, Robinson, Papert, and Siebert, if anybody can reach. First baseman going to play in. Third baseman will do the same. Quarter infielders in for Ratledge. Samantha's 0-1. Here's the pitch to her. She swings and pops it up to the second baseman. That's an easy play for Woldridge, who continues to get a lot of action over there. One pitch, one out to start the fourth. And here is Emily Robinson, 0-1 today. Last time up, Emily grounded out to the second baseman. Be a good time for her ninth home run of the year. Again, 200 feet all the way around here at Stevens Field. Not only does she have her back ankle, her right ankle taped up with the pink tape, she's got her right wrist taped up as well, lead foot and lead hand uncovered. Infield backs it up closer to normal depth, although the first baseman Jefferson is even with the bag and hugging the line. First pitch here is low and outside, and the count 1-0 on Emily Robinson. Outfield plays it straight away. And the pitcher, Jessica Weaver, throws home her third of the frame, and it will miss 2-0. Papert on deck. Mentalary is still seeking its first hit. Only base runner reaching via an error by the shortstop. They've fallen behind 1-0, but they limited the damage in the third. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That catches the strike zone for a called strike. Came back in from outside to the outer corner, 2-1. Lady Cardinals versus the Lady Hawks for the right to play in the national tournament. If the Hawks get there, two teams out of Region 24 will represent District P. Here's a ball low. Three balls and one strike. Robinson ahead in the count. And like I said earlier, she's probably got green light here if she sees one she wants. Weaver has the one she wants, brings it home, and finds the strike zone. Good pitch on the outer half. 3-2 the count on Emily Robinson. Emily with a .431 batting average by far, tops on the team at 52 RBIs. Mentioned earlier, she leads the team in all the major offensive categories. She does not lead the team in walks, but that's about it. Here's the next. Swinging a foul off to the right side. She stays alive. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mendelaria had won 3 straight coming into this one, all in the Region 16 tournament. They beat St. Louis twice, and they beat Cotty in the Region 16 tournament. Did not have to play East Central. East Central had been the team that had kind of been a thorn in their side over the last few years, and it worked out to where St. Louis beat East Central both times. And then Mack was able to take care of business against St. Louis. Emily Robinson chokes up on the bat. Here comes the 3-2, and she takes it a high, hard one for the strikeout. 2 away in the fourth. Well, got to credit Weaver for doing a good job. 2 strikeouts so far, and just the 1 base runner. And that was the error. So Weaver has been even better than her stats would suggest coming in. You got to think a lot of her numbers, not that they are inflated, but got inflated by the tough competition that she runs up against. Their numbers still look very good. Shayla's were just a little bit better on paper. Ball inside, 1-0. She came in with an 18-5 record and a 3.31 ERA with 61 strikeouts compared to Shayla, 21-9, 2.97 ERA, 88 strikeouts. That was to start the day. 1-0 on Pappard. Here comes the next, the designated player, and that is right down there for a called strike, 1-1. Mallory's 0-1, last time up, grounded out to the second baseman. Weaver working efficiently, 44 pitches thrown. A little over 10 pitches per inning is what she's averaging. And there was pitch number 11 of this inning. 1 ball and 2 strikes is the count on Pappert. Lady Cardinals and Lady Hawks in the first game of a doubleheader here on AM800 KREI today. Will a game 3 be necessary? We're a long way from finding that out. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swinging a line drive into right field, sinking, but a lunging catch is made. Serrano comes in and slides to make the grab and takes a hit away from Mallory Pappert. 3 up, 3 down. And that was the hardest hit ball of the day, but it finds a glove. Mineral Area trails 1-0 as we move to the bottom of the fourth in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Mineral Area College softball team playing for the right to go to Nationals on AM800 KRBI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's equipment, online, 24-7, fleeks.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Pitchers look good early, just 2 hits in the game, both of them by Heartland, 1-0. Heartland on top of Mineral Area. It's the bottom of the fourth inning. Heartland is the home team, 3, 4, and 5 in their order. Due up Phipps, Jefferson, Brooks. It was looking like Phipps was going to bat with 2 on last inning. But they called Kuzin for leaving early on a stolen base attempt. They called her out, and then Wooldridge, it looked like she had singled on that pitch, had to come back, ended up making an out. So Phipps, instead of batting with 2 on and 1 down, has to lead off in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that's where you want her batting. You want her leading off the inning because she is their power hitter with 20 home runs on the year. Phipps, Jefferson, Brooks. Here comes the pitch from Jansen. And there's that beauty off-speed pitch again. And I must have danced around the zone. 1-0. Jefferson on deck. Brooks after that. Cook, if anybody can reach. As Heartland tries to add to their lead in the middle innings here. They play 7 innings in junior college softball. Swinging a pop-up into center field. Coming in center fielder, Bailey Marks hits her first chance out there and makes the play. Retired as Phipps for the second time today. She's 0 for 2. And now Casey Jefferson, who's 0 for 1, stands in. It's grounded out to the third baseman, Courtney Ralston, her last time up. She stands in the front of the batter's box, shifts her weight toward that bat back leg, open batting stance. This pitch off speed flutters in there for a called strike, caught the top of the zone. Counts 0-1. 2009 national champion Heartland College out of Illinois is the opponent for Mineral Area today. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, low and inside. One ball, one strike. These two teams last played 3 years ago, and Heartland was able to sweep the series, but Mineral Area was down and Heartland was up. At the time, Coach Gimmer's strategy was just to get his team to a spot where they could compete against teams like Heartland. Here's a swing and a line drive. That's down the line left field, and it's going to bounce off the base of the wall. They get it in quick, but not in time to cut off Jefferson from making it to second base for a double. Casey Jefferson, the one-out double. It's the first extra base hit of the game. And threatening again, Heartland College, this time in the bottom of the fourth inning. That was a scorched line drive into the corner. Michaela Martin got it back as quick as she could. So the third hit for Heartland brings up Brooks. Jessica Brooks, 0 for 1. Struck out looking her last time up. Heartland's lone run that they scored actually came in on a wild pitch. Shayla Jansen with a runner behind her at second base. Kicks and delivers it, and it's upstairs and outside for a ball, 1-0. Shayla Jansen comes to Mineral Area College from Kennett, Missouri. Great softball program down there. Now the 1-0 count with one down on Jessica Brooks with a runner in scoring position down at second. Pitch over but low, apparently. Ball two. 2-0 the count. Heartland was stifled first time through the order. Make it a little bit more solid contact the second time through. Brooks seeing Jansen for the second time ahead in the count. Now the 2-0 pitch just missing inside. Three balls and no strikes. So far, the line for Jansen, 3 1/3, 3 hits, 1 run, unearned, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. A 3-0 count on the right-handed batter, Jessica Brooks, with Cook on deck. This one looks good, and it is good in there for a called strike, 3-1. Jessica Brooks patient all the way there on 3-0. She just left the bat on the shoulder. She could probably do the same here on 3-1. Going to try to force Shayla Jansen to throw her a strike. Here it comes to the plate. She swings and misses, and it wasn't a strike. Would have been ball four. It darted low and inside. She swung over the top of it. Instead, it brings the count full at 3-2. Jansen has 3 punch outs today. Shayla rocks and fires the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul down the third baseline. We stay at 3-2. Well, Shayla's had to labor a little bit more. Then her counterpart, Weaver, 54 pitches thrown for Shayla in this one. Talked to Dave Gimmer about the strategy with how he wanted to use his pitchers. I just wanted to see if there was any scenario where Shayla could throw in both games today, and he said absolutely not. She's getting game one, then they're going to Aubriana Jones in game two, and then if a game three is necessary, back to Shayla for game three tomorrow. Here's the 3-2 pitch with one down, swinging a hard hit, ground ball foul again. Just fouled on the third base line, missing the third base bag by inches. We stay 3-2, and it's a good battle. Shayla fell behind 3-0, worked it back to a full count on Jessica Brooks, trying to retire her for the second time today. When the wind blows, it actually blows out towards center, right center field, and you would think that would be an advantage for Heartland, and certainly it doesn't help Mineral Area in that regard, but might actually help Mineral Area in the fact that they're going to get more home runs than they normally would have, whereas Heartland's pretty much going to get their home runs either way. That was the point Dave Gimmer made to me in pregame. But there's ball number four high and wide, and Brooks is aboard over at first base after a great battle. Brooks at first, Jefferson at second, and now it's Cook at the plate. Kelsey Cook, left fielder 0 for 1. Grounded out to shortstop last time. A hard hit ground ball double play would be nice here with Robinson and Ratledge. That combo up the middle. Here's the pitch to the right-hander. Pumped in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Certainly looking more comfortable at the plate. You got to remember, they've never seen this pitcher. Heartland has never seen Jansen. Second time through, they just look like they're ready to go. Showing bunt, then pulling it back in, swinging away and dropping it into left field. She gets herself a single. Everybody moved up a spot. Late break on that. Not sure if Martin was going to be able to make the catch. Jefferson moves up to third. Brooks to second. And on with that single, Kelsey Cook. She's 1 for 2 today. Just a soft little looping line drive, little humpback liner in the left. Gadbury now is the batter. Force outs all the way around. Base is loaded. Still just one down. Gadbury struck out swinging last time up. This is the seventh spot in the order. Shayla Jansen needing to bear down right here. Brings home the pitch. Swinging the ground ball to the shortstop. Picked by Robinson. Throws home. Out there. On the first for the double play. No. Drop by the first baseman. Then the throw back home. And they will be safe at home as well. So two runs come in on the would-be double play. Adams could not catch the low throw from catcher Siebert. Jefferson and Brooks both come in to score. Or actually just Jefferson comes in to score. The first runner was out. So Jefferson out, Brooks comes in. It is 2-0. So at least they got the lead runner at home plate right there. So it's a fielder's choice put out. It goes 6-2. And then the error on the low throw over to first base. And now the left-handed hitter Serrano steps in. Cook is at third. Gadbury's over at first base. Two down in the inning. Marcy Serrano stands in from the left side facing Shayla Jansen. 2-0 is the score. Heartland on top. Here's a swing and a pop-up. This is into shallow left field. Shortstop goes back. Ralston goes back. But it's Ralston who calls for it and makes the play. Heartland will strand two in the inning, but they do pick up one more run to extend their lead. The score 2-0 as they get one run on two hits and one error. 17 pitches thrown by Shayla Jansen. 2-0 through four, and we're back in a minute with the fifth on AM 800 KRBI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Mineral Area trails 2-0 as we go to the top of the fifth inning, but the damage could be a lot worse. Mineral Area has actually done a good job limiting damage the last couple of innings. One run in the third, one run in the fourth there for Heartland. Siebert, Adams, and Marks do up 5, 6, and 7 for Mineral Area in the top of the fifth. Olivia Siebert, the catcher, she is 0-1, popped up to the second baseman her first time up. So she digs herself a trench in the right-handed batter's box, gets ready to go. Slightly open batting stance from the right side for Olivia. Infield, outfield straight away as Jessica Weaver throws home pitch number 47 of the afternoon. In there for a strike right down the middle. 0-1 the count. Olivia Siebert is a 348 batter with 22 RBIs, 4 home runs, a triple, and 8 doubles on the year. 0-1. Outside for ball one. Evens things up at 1-1. Mineral Area still in search of that first hit. Being out hit 4-0, each team with an error, 2 runs scored for Heartland in the game. As the game stays tight in the top of the fifth. Same pitch, same result here. Called strike right down the middle, 1-2. Siebert steps out, digs right back in with the stirrups on. Red Sox with the black stripes, black and white. The 1-2 pitch comes to Olivia Siebert, and she chased it outside, waved at it, swings and misses for the strikeout. First out of the top of the fifth inning. Weaver continues to deal 4 1/3, 3 strikeouts, no walks. Only base runner she has allowed has been an error by her shortstop, Kuzin. Mineral Area has struggled to get the bats going, and that was a key that Dave Gimmer said they needed to have today. They needed to hit the ball. And knowing full well that Heartland was going to be able to score some runs, and they've only scored 2 so far, but Mineral Area has been stifled. Swinging a jammer foul from Alex Adams. She had that low throw back to first base from the catcher Siebert last half inning. looked like it was going to be a double play, but it went right between her legs. So although that wasn't completely her fault, she would like to atone for that and get on base here. Alex Adams out of Arkansas. Here's the 0-1 pitch to her. Swings and fouls it off to the left side. And she's down in the count 0-2. Look out in the bleachers. That one bounced around over in the aluminum bleachers over there. That sit behind the visiting dugout down the third baseline. It's an 0-2 count with one away here in the top of the fifth inning. Jessica Weaver facing Alex Adams, the first baseman for Mineral Area. Swing and a tapper. Foul. Nearly held on to by the catcher. Would have been a strikeout. Couldn't keep it in the glove, though. Alex Adams barely stays alive. Jansen has given up two runs. Neither one of them earned. Two walks, three strikeouts, and a pretty good pitching performance so far today, but no support as of yet. Can Mack change all that? Here's the next. Swing and a line drive right to the shortstop. Good glove by Kuzin. She puts it away. When Mineral Area is hitting it hard, and they've hit it hard a few times, they've hit it right at fielders. None harder than last inning with a line out to Serrano to end the frame. That's now nine straight retired, by the way, from Weaver. She has been fantastic. Bailey Marks, the batter now, the West County Bulldog. She does not crowd the plate. She backs up as far as she can go and takes ball one outside, 1-0. Center fielder for Mack. Freshman year here at Mineral Area after that second place finish last year at West County. This pitch misses inside. Weaver has missed off of both sides on the plate to Bailey Marks. Ahead in the count. See if Bailey can work it into a situation where Mack can have a base runner here and do some damage at the bottom of the order. Ninninger on deck, then it's Ralston. 2-0 on Bailey Marks. And that pitch is just going to catch the corner outside, called strike one. Two balls and a strike. Just past 5 o'clock now. Game is almost an hour old. AMA favorite, KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge from Stevens Field in Farmington at the Farmington Sports Complex. Heartland leads Mineral Area 2-0 in game one of the District P Championship Series. Swing and a pop-up. This is a foul territory, first base side off of the dugout. 2-2. Important to get out to a good start here, and then you have a chance to move on to Nationals today. If you win game one, then you take game two, it's over. If they split, you come back tomorrow. So Mack is trying to battle back. I don't think there was any doubt that they were the underdog coming in, even though they were the region champ and Heartland was the runner-up. Heartland's just got that tradition behind him. This pitch misses outside for ball number three. Three balls and two strikes with two down. Mark's trying to break the streak of nine straight retired by Weaver. She toes the rubber, and the left-hander has the one she wants and brings it home, swinging a soft line drive over the second baseman and down for the base hit. There goes that streak, and now it's a two-out base runner for Mineral Area. It wasn't all that hard hit, but it got the job done. That makes up for all those hard hit balls that ended up being caught. So Mark's on over at first with two down. Now it's Taylor Ninninger who's scheduled to hit, but Dave Gimmer has come up and talked to the home plate umpire, and it looks like we're going to see a new batter right here. That's going to be Bradley. Kaylin Bradley will hit in the eighth spot, the right fielder. Kaylin is a freshman, and coming off the bench, she's done a good job this year. She's hitting .435 on the season, playing in now her 35th game of the season. 13 driven in, three home runs, a triple, and a double. She could turn this game around right here. So Kaylin Bradley hitting in the eighth spot with Marks over at first. Here in the fifth inning, Dave Gimmer going to his bench. Here's the pitch to Kaylin, swinging a ground ball to the first baseman, and that'll be an easy three unassisted. Jefferson Field steps on the bag, and Weaver gets through the inning in 15 pitches. She's thrown 61 for the game. Mineral Area gets their first base hit of the day, but they leave the runner stranded, their second that they've left stranded on the game. 2-0 Heartland, and Heartland bats when we come back in the bottom of the fifth in 1 minute. It's AM 800 KRBI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out, here comes a throwed roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Two to nothing in the bottom of the fifth inning. Heartland on top of Mineral Area College in game one of the District P Championship Series on AM 800 KREI for the Farmington Sports Complex at Stevens Field. We have a re-entry for Mineral Area, so Nininger yields to Bradley, who pinch hits and then grounds out to the first baseman. Nininger re-enters and will go back out to right field. For Heartland, it is Spain due up, the nine-hole hitter. And then back to the top of the order with Kuzin and then Wooldridge. Phipps would bat if anybody could get on. Jansen will try to prevent that from happening. Jansen has thrown 60 pitches in the game as we start the bottom of the fifth. She checked her defense, and then we'll be ready to go. Spain, last time up, dropped down a bunt and sacrificed a productive at-bat for her. She hits in the bottom of the order. And then we have another substitution for Mineral Area College. Number 10 coming in for number 31, the home plate umpire says. So that means Bailey Marks will leave the game from center field. And the new center fielder is Courtney Zweifel out of Union, Missouri. So Courtney Zweifel takes over for Bailey Marks, and now we're underway. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, foul down the third base line. That was toward Courtney Ralston. 0-1 the count. She chokes up on the bat a bit and gets ready for the 0-1. She swings and gets under it here, pops it up in a shallow right. Actually, that'll stay on the infield. Second baseman Rutledge over and makes the play. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And this has been a well-pitched ball game. Both sides runs coming in on more unusual plays than just base hit RBI. The first one came in on a wild pitch. The other one came in on a botched double play. Here's a swing and a ground ball that weakly slides through the hole left side of the infield, and it is Cousin's first hit of the ball game. That was just a dribbler between Ralston and Robinson. Found the perfect spot through the infield to dribble through there, and she's aboard for Katie Wooldridge. Wooldridge should have had a single her last time up. Instead, the runner leaving early from first took that away from her, ended up lining out to short. She's also singled on a pop-up today, so I guess it evens out, really. She is 1-for-2. Funny how baseball and softball kind of work out that way. You get a hit sometimes where you shouldn't have, and sometimes where you should have, you don't. She fouls off the first pitch here, and the count is 0-1. She's the second baseman. A lot of action coming her way defensively. Now she squares to bunt, and the pitch out almost results in a throw back in behind the runner over at first base, but Siebert holds on to it. The pitch was a ball. The count 1-1. Five hits on the day for Heartland, just one for Mineral Area, yet it's a 2-0 game. Mineral Area is still well in this thing. Still two more innings to work with offensively, but they want to keep it at a two-run disadvantage. This pitch is a low one inside. Nice pickup by Siebert. Two balls and a strike. She was ready to snap throw that one back to first base if she would have had the chance. Alex Adams as the first baseman. She plays even with the bag. We have one down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch, a swing and a fly ball. This one's in the center field. Center fielder backing up on it and making the catch at the wall is Zweifel. She comes down with it and tumbles over the fence. Pops back up and gets it in quickly before the runner could advance. That one was hit exactly 200 feet to dead center field, and Zweifel, who just checked into this ball game, makes one heck of a play to keep it a two-run game. Just a deep fly out to center, F8, if you're keeping track at home. And that brings up Riley Phipps. You almost wish you could bring the fence back another 30 feet for this young lady who has launched 20 home runs out of the park this year. Riley is 0-for-2 today, though. Fly out to center and a strikeout looking. Here's the pitch. And just inside for ball number one. Good pitcher's pitch there. She didn't get the call on. The count 1-0. What a play by Zweifel. Backed all the way up to the fence, made the catch, and then the momentum of the ball hitting her glove kind of made her do a backflip over the fence, but she held on for the out. Here's the 1-0. It's a swing and a line drive and a leaping catch by Ratledge, lunging up the middle, taking a base hit away from Phipps. It stays 2-0. Mineral Area just needs to get the bats going. They'll try to do that when we come back in 1 minute. This is the District P Championship Series on AM 800 KREI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's equipment, online, 24/7. Fleek's.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Two to nothing, Mineral Area trails Heartland College out of Illinois here in the top of the sixth. It's game one of the District P Championship Series. Stick around. We will play game two following this one, regardless of the result. Courtney Ralston to lead things off for Mineral Area to start the sixth. She hits in the nine spot. Martin and then Ratledge after that, 9-1-2. Robinson, if anybody can get on. Courtney is 0-1 today. She's made a couple of nice plays over at third base. She grounded out to short her last time up. Mineral Area has had a couple of great defensive plays in this game and a couple of not-so-great defensive plays, and it's those handful, really just two plays defensively that's cost them two runs in the game. A ball that got past the catcher and then the ball that got past the first baseman have been the only runs that Heartland has scored. And Heartland's really only mustered up the five hits. First pitch, a called strike, 0-1, but Mineral Area just one base hit today. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Courtney Ralston going the opposite way with it, swinging a fly ball to right field, but there's Serrano. She awkwardly gets over toward the right field line and puts it away. She started in, stepped back, and then stepped over, and it fell into the glove. And that'll be the second straight retired by Weaver. Weaver at one point had sent down nine straight Mineral Area batters. Michaela Martin bats for the third time. She's 0-2 today. The Cardinal left fielder swings and flies this one into center field. Long run coming in for the center fielder, and she plays it on a hop. It's a fly ball single in the shallow center. Spain couldn't get there in time. Mineral Area gets its second base hit of the day. Both of their singles that have actually gotten through have been weakly hit. The ones that they have tagged have been caught. They'll take them how they can get them. Here's Samantha Ratledge, 0-2 today, but we'll see a new hitter for her. 33 comes into the game for Samantha Ratledge. And that is Reynolds, Morgan Reynolds, and a pretty good bat coming off the bench for Dave Gimmer's club. 351 hitter on the season, with 30 RBIs and 6 home runs. This would be a good spot for her seventh, wouldn't it? She's second on the team in home runs, 5 doubles. And she stands in a big spot right here with Martin over at first base. She checks her swing with the pitch, is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Morgan Reynolds of Mineral Area College. She comes to Mac from Hillsboro, Missouri, Hillsboro High School product. She can play the infield, the corner positions. Today she comes off the bench. Ball one, outside to Morgan. Morgan is hitting in the two spot. Her first at bat of the day. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, weakly hit to the pitcher, and she will flip to the first baseman for the out there. Didn't go after the lead runner that time. Martin safe at second base in scoring position. But an underhand throw from Weaver to Jefferson is the second out of the top of the sixth inning. At the very least, at least it moved the runner up in the scoring position. Base hit. Could score one now. And Emily Robinson, the best hitter on the team, will dig in. Emily might be about due. She's 0-2 today. Struck out swinging last time. Grounded out to second. Her first time up. Getting to the nitty-gritty here. Mineral Area down to its last four outs. We're in the top of the sixth, two down. Martin at second base with a fly ball single. Jessica Weaver approaching 70 pitches. Here comes the pitch to Robinson, swinging a fly ball into right field. Coming in, Serrano, long run, diving catch. He takes another base hit away. Serrano getting the job done in right field. Mineral Area strands its third base runner of the game, and the Cardinals still being shut out by the Hawks. 2-0. Heartland on top. We move to the bottom of the sixth in 60 seconds on AM 800. KREI, what a play.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Couple of fine plays in right field by Serrano of Heartland, and Mineral Area still has not scored in this game. 2-0 our score. Heartland leads, and Mineral Area being out hit 5-2 by the Hawks. Ratledge re-enters the game at second base. Morgan Reynolds had hit for her, but goes back to the bench. Zweifel still in center field. She made a fine catch. This has really been a well-played defensive game. Just a couple of miscues here and there. First pitch of the bottom of the inning is going to miss just low for ball number one. From Jansen to Casey Jefferson, the first baseman. Casey Jefferson is 1-for-2 today. Double to left field on a hard hit line driver last time up. She's also grounded out to the third baseman. One error aside, there's a pitch that is just low. Another good pitcher's pitch that doesn't go Mineral Area's way. And the count 2-0. Mac running out of chances now. They're down to their final three outs next inning, and they'll have the 4, 5, and 6 batters due up, scheduled to hit. Last chance for Mineral Area will be Papert, Siebert, and Adams. We'll see if Dave Gimmer stays with that. Ball 3, missing to Casey Jefferson. The important thing, though, for Mineral Area is that they keep it 2-0. They're going to have their chances. They've had a couple of chances in this game, unable to come through. Called strike, just catches the inner corner, making it 3-1. Shayla Jansen facing Casey Jefferson for the third time. Here's a swing and a fly ball deep to left field, and this is off the wall, rounding first and headed to second base. Casey Jefferson, that came within 2, maybe 3 feet of leaving the yard. But Casey Jefferson gets a stand-up double, her second double of the game, to lead off the bottom of the sixth. That is 2 pitches she has just driven into left field. And if she gets any kind of air underneath them at all, they're easily out of here, but they were low-line drives. Brings up Brooks, the catcher, who is 0-for-1. Jessica walked her last time up. She's also struck out looking today. Shayla Jansen really deserving better. She has pitched a great game against a formidable lineup, more than formidable. But no run support. Here's the pitch. Just missing outside for ball number one. 1-0, our count. Let's thank some sponsors. Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton, Crown Collision Center, Farmington, New Era Bank in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeson, Williams and Sechrist Attorneys at Law in Park Hills. Here's the 1-0 called strike at the knees, 1-1. It's been a great game, but a competitive game. The Heartland pitching has held up. It's been fantastic. Jessica Weaver has done her job, allowing just 2 base hits today. 1-1 Jansen delivers. On the inner corner on another delayed call, called strike 2. 1-2 the count. Jansen knowing full well she cannot afford to allow any more runs. She is locked in. She's been the horse for Mineral Area all season long. 172 innings of work under her belt before today. 1-2 swinging a line drive, foul down the third baseline. She's gone 5 innings in this game, so she's up to 177 and a third in her sophomore year at Mineral Area College. Kennett High School product, model of consistency in her time here at Mineral Area. Gets to experience Mac's first Region 16 championship since 2011 this year, leading the way. Here's the 1-2 pitch, slapping at it and grounding it to the second baseman. She'll be thrown out by the second baseman, Ratledge, but Jefferson does move up to third base. Jessica Brooks is retired on what is a productive at bat. 4-3 on that put out. To the plate, Kelsey Cook, who's 1-for-2. Kelsey singled to left field today and has grounded out to the shortstop. Offensive stats, there hasn't been much to really talk about. In fact, no RBIs. As the runs have come in on a wild pitch and a missed double play, chance for Mineral Area called strike here. Puts the count at 0-1. Kelsey Cook facing Shayla Jansen. Shayla could use another strikeout. Shayla has struck out 3 today. Those came early. Squaring to bunt now is Kelsey Cook. Infield draws in. And the pitch is taken upstairs for a ball. Kelsey was showing bunt her last time up and then pulled the bat back and swung and lifted one in the left field for a base hit. So the infield not going to creep too far in. Looks like they're aware of her shenanigans. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. She pulls the bat back again, grounds it, and it hits the batter, but it hit her in foul territory. Or not the batter, but the runner, excuse me. Foul ball. That hits her in fair territory. She's out, and the batter gets a base hit, but instead it hit her in foul territory. They teach you to take your lead in foul territory for that exact reason, and I believe that's the right call by the home plate umpire. Dave Gimmer wants to come out and ask about that, but from my perspective, it did look like it hit her in foul territory. So the count, 1-2. Dave Gimmer says a few words, and he's back to the dugout. I mean, that's big. If she's called out right there, that would certainly change things, but it was the right call, and they'll stay with that call. Kelsey Cook has a 1-2 count on her with 1 down and a runner over at third base. Again, showing bunt. Here comes the pitch from Jansen. Pulls the bat back and takes it upstairs for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shayla Jansen up over 80 pitches thrown for the game. And again, Mineral Area will have 4, 5, and 6 in the order due up in the 7th, hoping they're down by just 2. The 2-2 pitch from Shayla, and that drifts upstairs for a ball. Ball 3. Count runs full. On deck is Gadberry, the 7th spot and designated player. Olivia Siebert pounds her catcher's mitt, squats back in behind home plate. Shayla Jansen has the one she wants, brings home the 3-2. Swung on, popped up. It's on the infield. Who wants it? Adams comes in, makes the catch. Runner stays put over at third base. A big second out on the bottom of the 6th. Good job shading her eyes from the sun. Adams, you could tell that was a tough play with the sun beating down here in Farmington. But she shielded her face from the sun with the glove and then watched it all the way into the glove for the second out. Now, to get this all-important third out, it's Gadberry who's 0-for-2. Closes the batting stance from the right side. The pitch to Gadberry. Just missed for ball number 1. 1-0 on Gadberry. An important insurance run standing over at third base in Jefferson, who had the big double. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a fly ball. Center field. Zweifel started in, then backs up. She's got a beat on it. She makes the play. Great job pitching out of that jam by Jansen. Gives up the double, but Hartland strands the base runner, their 5th of the ball game. Jefferson left stranded over at third base. 1 hit, no runs, no errors, and 1 left on for the Hawks. To the 7th inning we go. Mineral Area will have Papert, Siebert, and Adams due up, down 2-0 here on AM 800 KRBI.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed-rate or adjustable-rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Just a well-played ball game defensively and in the pitcher's circle today, but Mack on the downside of a 2-0 score as we enter the top of the 7th inning. 4, 5, and 6 for Mineral Area due up. It's Papert, Siebert, Adams, Zweifel, if anybody can get on. Here's Papert, who is 0-for-2 today, the designated player. She will face Jessica Weaver, and she pumps home the called strike. 0-1 on pitch number 69 thrown by the lefty, who's looking for her 19th win of the year. Infield straight away, outfield the same, facing Papert. Here comes the pitch. This one up and away, check swing, didn't go after it. One ball and one strike. Mallory hitting 361 to start the day. Driven in 35, left the yard six times, has seven doubles. One ball, one strike on Mallory. This one's up high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Get somebody on base any way you can. 2-0. In softball, that's a very narrow margin. Lady Cardinals in this ball game right now. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. That one looked good. Called strike right down Broadway. 2-2. Following this one, win or lose, we'll have a post-game interview, or we plan to anyway, with Dave Gimmer, head softball coach at Mineral Area College. And then they'll get the field ready for game number two, which will be at 6 o'clock, and we'll likely break away, go back to regular programming for a few minutes before coming back just ahead of 6 o'clock for the second game. Here's a foul back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes on Papert. Robinson was up with a runner on. Flying out to right field and a magnificent play by Serrano coming in on the run, diving to take the base hit away from her. That could have changed everything if that one drops in. But it's been a few plays here or there that's gone Heartland's way, and that's the difference in the game. Two balls, two strikes. This pitch misses outside for ball three. Some Heartland fans that are here today, I don't think they like that call. But it did go outside. Count runs full. Mallory Papert looking for her first base hit. Again, the only two singles for Mineral Area today have been softly hit. Here's a swing and a fly ball drifting back to right field. Serrano will make the catch just in front of the fence, about 196 feet away. It's allowed out number one. Just within a few feet of her seventh home run of the season. Instead, the Lady Cards down to their final two outs here in game number one. Olivia Siebert up next, 0 for 2 today. Struck out swinging and popped up to the second baseman, the former Farmington Knightette. Slightly open batting stance on the right side. She rocks in the batter's box, swings in, grounds one softly to the second baseman. Easy play for Woldridge. 4-3 on that put out. Down to their last out. It's going to be up to Alex Adams, the first baseman. Can't say enough about the job Weaver has done today. There's a chance she could get through this in less than 80 pitches thrown. Stepping in, Alex Adams, 0 for 2. Lined out to shortstop. She hit the ball hard last time up. She's also reached on an error today. She was Mineral Area's first base runner. Here's the pitch. This is lefty versus lefty, and the ball is inside for 1 and 0. Pitch number 10 of the inning will come after Weaver gets the one she wants, and the signs come in from her catcher. Here it comes. Swing and a line drive the opposite way, down for a base hit. Mineral Area will have the potential tying run coming to the plate. Adams on base for the second time. That's her first base hit, just Mineral Area's third base hit of the game. Keeps the Lady Cardinals alive. And now here is Zweifel. Bailey Marks started the game in center field, hitting in the seventh spot, but Zweifel comes up on the biggest spot of the game. Zweifel has made a great play in center field as soon as she came in for Bailey. And now she steps up with a .246 batting average, a couple of home runs, and 9 RBIs on the year. Here's the pitch to Courtney. It's down low for ball one. Compared to what Bailey Marks' numbers are, .352 batting average with 4 home runs and 10 doubles on the year. Coach Gimmer, though, looking for the spark in the middle innings, brought Courtney in. Swinging a ground ball, hard hit past the first baseman. Here comes Mineral Area. Runners at first and second base. Now the potential tying run is aboard. Back-to-back base hits for the first time today. Taylor Nininger will bat. Nininger was hit for last time but re-entered the game. Her first at-bat, she grounded out to the second baseman. She gets a word from Dave Gimmer before she stands in. Zweifel over at first base, who's 1-for-1, represents the tying run. Nininger represents the go-ahead run. She's in the right-handed batter's box. Taylor, right fielder, .337 hitter this season. She has not left the yard yet this year. No home run. She does have 3 doubles. She's a singles hitter, but how about that first home run right here? That would be all right with me and the Mac fans in attendance. Taylor Nininger stands in the right-handed batter's box. Jessica Weaver will not get through this game in less than 80 pitches. She looks locked in, though. Open batting stance from the right side for Taylor. In the circle, Weaver The lefty brings it home to the right-hander. And that one is low and inside for ball number one. 1-0, Heartland trying to put away Mineral Area in game number one. Slow walk back to the circle. Weaver rubs up the softball. Open stance. Nininger has dug herself in there. And she takes this pitch, just missing for ball number two. Ralston is on deck. Chance she could come up with the bases loaded. This inning started with the fly out to right field from Papert. Siebert grounded out to second, so two out, nobody on before Adams singled to left, and Zweepel singled to right field on a hard hit ground ball. This pitch finds the zone, and the count is 2-1 on Taylor Nininger. Mineral Area now being out hit 6-4 in this game, but they need that clutch base hit here in the seventh to score a run or two. Two balls and one strike with two down. Here's the pitch, swing and a tap foul. It actually scoots back to the screen, but it was off the bat, and the count's 2-2 in Mineral Area, down to its last strike in game number one. Heartland got its one run in the third, got one run in the fourth. Other than that, goose eggs. Two balls, two strikes on Nininger in her second at bat of the day, second time facing Weaver. The 2-2 pitch, here it comes, swung on, lifted, high in the air, left field. Left fielder drifting back, and it's going to bounce off the base of the wall. One run comes in, they're going to wave home the next. The relay to the plate, it's wide, two-run score. They're going to bring in the third run. The play at the plate is in time this time for the out. Mineral Area ties it up on the double by Taylor Nininger, but she couldn't come around to score. Actually give Nininger the triple and two RBIs. Unable to score the go-ahead run, but she comes up clutch with a huge extra base hit. Just her fourth extra base hit of the year. 2-2 as we move to the bottom of the seventh in 1 minute on AM 800-KREI.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, Secret More Man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleek's equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleek's Equipment, online 24-7, Fleek's.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Well, an unlikely hero for now. Nininger triples to left field, scoring two runs to tie the ball game up in the seventh inning, 2-2. And now trying to walk off a winner will be Heartland here in the bottom half. Home plate umpire coming up to me between innings there, asking if I equated that to David Freeze with the two-strike count there in the final inning. The way David Freeze did it for the Cardinals back in 2011, that had not entered my mind, but, yeah, quite fitting there, so. Good for him, and maybe the Lady Cardinals, like the Cardinals of the St. Louis baseball organization, can go on and win this thing. But they'll have to hold here on the bottom of the seventh and hope for extra innings. Now Mineral Area being out hit 6-5, two big runs in that seventh inning, and Taylor Nininger comes up big with those two RBIs. She has now driven in 15 of the season. That was her first triple of the year, and again, her fourth extra base hit. Shayla Jansen will face Marcy Serrano. Marcy's 1-for-2 today. Here's the pitch to her, and this one is in there for a called strike on a breaking ball. Count 0-1. 8-9-1 due up here for Heartland. Trying to turn that into the inside, the park home run. Nininger was gunned down at the plate, and it really wasn't all that close. The out went 7-6-2. One ball, one strike, as this ball is down low. 1-1 on Marcy Serrano. Exciting stuff happening late in this ball game. First triple we had seen of the day. It came from Nininger, swinging a ground ball to the pitcher. She knocked it down but couldn't keep it in front. Throws late to first base. And safe with the infield single is Marcy Serrano. A leadoff batter reaches for Heartland for the second straight inning. Good job by Jansen just to get a glove on it and knock it down. If she could have kept that in front of her, that would have been a 1-3 putout. Instead, Serrano was aboard. She represents the winning run. Actually, it's the third straight inning for Heartland that they've got the leadoff batter aboard, and four out of the last five innings. Third, fifth, sixth, and seventh, Heartland's got the leadoff batter aboard. Last inning, a double let off the inning, but Jansen pitched around it nicely. Shayla up to 90 pitches now. Now she'll face Megan Spain, who's 0-for-1. Megan looking for the bunt. Instead, she'll take the pitch, and it misses low and outside. The snap throw back over to the first baseman. They can't get Serrano, although it was close. Bang, bang. The pitch missing for ball number one. 1-0 the count on Spain. Spain has sacrificed successfully once today. That was in her first at-bat. She's also popped up to the second baseman. 2-2, brand new ball game here in the bottom of the seventh inning of game number one. Another bunt attempt, dead and right out in front of the plate. Catcher wants it. Siebert throws wide of first base. That allows Serrano to get up to second. She'll head over to third base, and she'll get there standing up. Ends up being a two-base mistake on the overthrow. Still nobody down.
Hey, let's go. Time it up.
Well, the sacrifice is good, but safe on the error was Megan Spain. So Serrano down to third. Spain up to second. Serrano represents the game-winning run. And the batter is scheduled to be Cassie Kuzin. She is 1-for-2 today. Now the Mac Lady Cardinals will have no choice but to come home with any ground ball to keep Serrano from scoring. Dave Gimmer's going to come out and talk, and you wonder if he's just going to load the bases here, get force outs all the way around, and take your chances with Wooldridge. And then you've got the dangerous Phipps after that. So that's what this discussion is going to be about right here. This all coming after Mineral Area had battled back down to their last strike, got a big two-out, two-RBI triple from Nininger, tied the game. But here is Heartland in the bottom half of the inning. Remember, they are the home team despite being the visitors coming in from Illinois. They've got a chance to win it. They've got a great chance to win it. We're brought to you by Brad Booten, Auto Body of Ironton, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve, Crown Collision Center, Farmington, New Era Bank in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeson, and Williams and Secrets Attorneys at Law in Park Hills. Home plate umpire going out there to break it up. And let's see what Dave Gimmer wants to do with Cassie Kuzin at the plate. One for two today. She can tear the cover off the ball herself with a .398 batting average. First base is open with Wooldridge on deck. How does Jansen want to approach this? Looks like she's coming at her. The pitch catches the top of the strike zone. The count's 0-1. Shayla Jansen will be over 100 pitches most likely by the time this game is done, unless it ends here in the next few. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a fly ball left field, and this one's going to walk it off for Heartland. It leaves the yard for a three-run walk-off bomb. Cassie Kuzin wins it. For the Heartland Hawks, 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Valiant comeback effort for the Mac Lady Cardinals, but it ends up not being enough. A three-run bottom of the seventh inning, and the walk-off dinger from Cassie Kuzin sends us to game two with Heartland up 1-0. We'll come back in 2 minutes and have post-game wrap-up on AM 800 KRBI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Keep the secret. Secret, more man.
Jason, secret what?
Clarissa, shh. Don't say another word. I've got a secret. Hence, secret, more man.
What kind of secret could you be keeping now? Another superpower you think you have?
No, Dirt Diva. This is big. I mean, really big news. So big, I can't say. Fleegs Equipment is about to mow down the competition in a whole new way.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying...
Shh! Don't say it. Stop right there. It's all in good time, Dirt Diva.
Queen of the Green, if you want me to keep a secret, Moor Mouse.
Fine. Queen of the Green it is. Fleegs Equipment, online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Let our family serve your family. Highway 32, St. Genevieve. And stay tuned for the big announcement coming soon.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like.
From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds, well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out, here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, final score was 5-2. It was Heartland over Mineral Area College in game number one. Dave Gimmer joins me now. And Coach, if anything, your team showed you could compete with these guys. It was quite the game, just didn't quite end the right way there at the end.
Yeah, I thought we hit the ball fairly well. They just made a bunch of good plays, and you know, everything seemed like they were one step away from making a catch, and we were just the opposite. We couldn't make the catch. So, you know, we got to hit a little better than that. And, you know, it's nice to see Nenninger step up there and hit that ball over the left fielder's head. And I don't know, Taylor's one that she sees an opportunity, she's going for it. And I'm thinking with two outs in the top of the seventh, let her go for it.
Yeah, she really did. She came up big for you. Can you kind of just take me through that at bat? She's down to her final strike there. The pressure's on and she comes through.
Well, she has a tendency to get out on that front foot too hard and roll over a lot, and it's been a battle all year to get her to softer step and keep that top hand on top a little longer, and she hit that ball, and I thought, hey, maybe it'll get out of here too, but the way the wind's blowing, yeah. But just wasn't quite hit hard enough.
Shayla Jansen did a great job. The seventh inning, notwithstanding, she did a great job. The two runs that she let up before that, one came in on the wild pitch and the other one came in on the botched double play there. So she was fantastic for you. Gave you a great chance to win today.
Yeah, the first three innings she was unhittable, and then she had a little spell there where she was off just a little bit with the wild pitch and just things, just she fell behind in the count a little bit, and then she bounced back and in the later innings and until that seventh. And you know, it's unfortunate we get such a good outing from her, and we can't score more runs off of their pitcher.
Courtney Zweifel made you look smart today. You put her in. She makes the great play in center field. She also had a base hit and scored a run on her only opportunity at the plate.
Yeah, they've been doing that for me a lot. They're making me look pretty smart here and there to put people in. You know, that's just something that, you know, you got a lot of players, and we're going to play them. And it's just you give them a chance, and you know, I tell them all the time, I think I have more faith in you guys than you do in yourself and things. But, yeah, she had a good at-bat and caught that ball off the fence, and thinking, oh, boy, I hope she doesn't do a backflip over it. But, no, that was a pretty good half a game for her.
Are you more encouraged or discouraged after that game? Because, like I said, you competed with them all the way through. Is anybody's game there at the end? I mean, you were right there on the doorstep.
I'd probably say I'm a little more discouraged when we can hold them to two runs, and we got to win that game. And I think that's the discouraging part, you know. And I just thinking, you know, you tell them all the time, we got to hit better, we got to hit better, we got to hit better. And you know, if we're going to have any chance to win this thing, we're going to have to score 6-7 runs anyway.
Aubriana Jones in game two?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
So, obviously, she was watching this game. How is she different than Shayla Jansen, and what kind of adjustments are we going to have to make there?
Well, Shayla's got the good changeup, and she keeps hitters off balance. Shayla had a pretty good curveball there through the second and third inning, and Jones is pretty much a lot the same. Everything's breaking away from right-handed hitters for both Shayla and Aubriana. So, you know, even though they throw from opposite sides, they're pretty much the same pitcher, going to throw it tailing away.
Is the lineup going to remain pretty much the same for game number two? You going to shake it up a little bit? Or
Probably going to stay the same. I'm not real sure, but I'd say 90% of it will stay the same.
Does the game have to start right at 6 o'clock? Or?
No, we're going to get a lineup and go take a few ground balls, and it'll be close to 6.
Okay, so we'll be ready to go here pretty soon. Coach, we appreciate it. Good effort in game one. Let's go get game number two.
All righty, thanks.
All right, that's Dave Gimmer here on KREI. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll come back, run down stats. Then we'll probably send it back to programming for a few minutes before we come back for game number two at Stevens Field in Farmington. 60-second break right now on AM 800.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, through the first six innings of this one, just two total runs were scored, and they scored on a wild pitch and a double play that was not turned. So it was 2-0 Heartland going into the seventh. Then five total runs scored in that seventh inning. Mineral Area rallies for a two-run seventh thanks to a triple that bounced off the base of the wall from Taylor Nininger. She ended up with two RBIs on the day. So Mac ties it up at two apiece. They couldn't score the third run. Nininger was thrown out at home plate trying to stretch it into an inside-the-park home run. But then Heartland comes back in the bottom of that seventh inning, and they weren't even thrown out. Serrano singled up the middle. Then Spain sacrificed and reached on an error. That put runners at second and third base. They decided to go ahead and pitch to Cousin, and Cousin delivered with a three-run walk-off homer. It was her 13th home run of the season, and she beats Mineral Area College. The final score, 5-2. Line score, final line score, 5 runs on 8 hits, 1 error for Heartland, 2 runs on 5 hits, and 2 errors for the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals. Let's give you a closer look inside the numbers as we await game number two. And we start with Heartland. Cousin with the 2-for-3 day, a run scored, 3 RBIs and a walk. Wooldridge was 1-for-3. Phipps with an 0-for-3 day and a strikeout. Good job by Mineral Area and Shayla Jansen holding her without a base hit because she's been tearing it up all season long. Jefferson, the first baseman, was 2-for-3. Brooks was 0-for-2 with a run scored and a walk and a strikeout. Cook was 1-for-3 with a single. Gadbury 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Serrano, she had a great day, 2-for-3, 2 runs scored and a couple of great plays in right field as well. And then Spain was 0-for-1 with a couple of sacrifices and a run scored. She scored the second run there in that seventh inning that ultimately ended up as the difference. Extra base hits, Jefferson with a couple of doubles today and the home run from Cousin. A couple of sacrifices, both from Spain. And then for Mineral Area, Michaela Martin was 1-for-3 with a strikeout. Ratledge was 0-for-2. Reynolds hit for her and was 0-for-1. Robinson was 0-for-3 on the day, so Mineral Area's best hitter was held in check, just like Heartland's was. Papert was 0-for-3. Siebert was 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Alex Adams, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Bailey Marks, 1-for-2. Zweifel hit for her and was 1-for-1 with a run scored. Nininger, 1-for-2 with a 2-RBI triple. Bradley, 0-for-1 in a pinch hit roll, hitting for Nininger. That was Nininger's second time up. She was pinch hit for, and then Courtney Ralston was 0-for-2. The only extra base hit for Mineral Area was that triple by Nininger in that seventh inning. Jansen goes six plus innings, didn't record an out in the seventh, gave up 8 hits, 5 runs, 2 of them earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts, and gave up the 1 home run. She threw 94 pitches, 58 for strikes. She takes the loss. She's 21-10 on the season, but she deserved better today. Weaver was a dream Weaver today. 7 innings of work, 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 3 strikeouts, did not walk a batter. She gets the win. She's now 19-5. She threw 85 pitches, and 57 of them went for strikes. Final score, 5-2 in favor of Heartland. Heartland improves their overall record now to 35-19. They are receiving votes for the top 20 in Division II JUCO softball. Mineral Area falls to 33-22, and their three-game winning streak comes to an end. We'll announce our Unico Bank Player of the Game, and we'll go co-players of the game with Cousin with the walk-off home run and the 3 RBIs, and also their starting pitcher Weaver with the 7 innings of work and the win, 2 runs and 3 strikeouts. Co-players of the game brought to you by Unico Bank. Who cares about you like family? For a car, home, or commercial loan, see Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Thanks to Christian Cooper back at the studio engineering and operating, keeping us on the air today. Dave Gimmer for the pre- and post-game thoughts, along with Steve Leverton for the pregame thoughts as well, the head coach of Heartland. We'll take a break. We'll come back here in about 10 minutes or 10 to 15 minutes for the start of game number two from Stevens Field in Farmington from the Farmington Sports Complex. And we will be back with Game 2. Hopefully Mineral Area College can rally and force a Game 3 tomorrow. We'll find out if all that happens when we come back. Until then, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new.